It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hi, this is Aurora Shear with Jason Shear, and this is the Wildcat Scoop Podcast.
That's what happens when you're the student of the month at Floyd Wills Junior High. You get to announce my podcast. I'm Wildcat Authority Senior Editor Jason Shear, and that was my embarrassed daughter, Aurora Shear, and we're here to preview this weekend's wildly exciting NAU Lumberjack versus Arizona Wildcat matchup. Let's just get this out of the way right away. If Arizona loses to NAU on Saturday, we will go into quote-unquote maintenance mode for 72 hours in order to avoid what would probably be one of the greatest Wildcat Authority reactions to a game of all time. Now, what are the odds I think that's going to happen? Slim to none. NAU is not a good team. I know that people saw the San Diego State game and was like, oh man, I wonder if Arizona's going to beat NAU. Stop it. They're not alike. San Diego State would run NAU off the field. I expect Arizona to win this game very comfortably. This is not a good NAU team. They were picked to finish sixth in their conference. They've played poorly the first two games of the season. They have quarterback issues with injuries. It's just not a very good NAU team. The biggest story for the Lumberjacks, and really for Arizona probably in terms of NAU, is what quarterback Arizona will see. Going into the season, the starter was Oklahoma State transfer Keandre Wetti, and he got injured early in the year and gave way to a freshman, Jeff Widner. What's crazy is Cale Millen is the third quarterback on that roster. On the depth chart, he's the second, but the NAU depth chart is kind of a mess, so it's not the most accurate, I should say. But it'll be interesting. There's no indication. NAU doesn't have normal press conferences and things like that where people ask questions like they do to Jed Fitch. So we don't really know who's starting at quarterback. Chris Ball, the NAU coach, described it as a minor injury leading up to last week's game, and then Wetri sat out the entire game. Assuming he starts, he's a transfer from Oklahoma State. When he was at Oklahoma State, he only played in two games during the 2018 season, attempted five passes, played in two games the year before, attempted three passes, and then wound up transferring to NAU. The 2019 season, he didn't do anything, and NAU season was held in the spring. He started all five games in the spring for the Lumberjacks, was 80 of 137 for 1,074 yards, had four touchdowns. Solid, not great. I mean, you're not going into this game saying, you know, he's not better than Case Cookus was for NAU. You're not going into this game saying, man, we have major problems. They're going to air it out. We do know that NAU is going to throw a lot. You know, should Jeff Widner get the start, the freshman, you know, he came in against Sam Houston State in South Dakota, 42 of 67 on the season. He has four picks, only two touchdowns. He's run 23 times for 85 yards. It doesn't really matter, I think, who the quarterback is going to be for NAU. This is 100% a pass-happy offense. They are not going to run the ball very much, simply put. The reason is, and it's a decent reason, is they actually have some legitimate weapons at wide receiver. Stacy Chukwuemezi is actually, and I hope I'm pronouncing all these names right. You know, NAU, for some reason, doesn't really have a name pronunciation guide, but Stacy Chukwuemezi started four games in the spring, earned all Big Sky second team following the spring season, 16 passes, 270 and a touchdown. But he really was on the national scene at that level after the 2019 season. Started all 12 games, 50 catches, 963 yards. He's sixth in NAU's all-time single season rankings with 19 yards a catch, tied for the school record. It's 94-yard touchdown against Weber State. 17 of his receptions, more than 20 yards. 5 of his 8 touchdowns went for more than 50 yards. He is the definition of an explosive wide receiver. And so he's going to be the guy that is a deep threat on NAU. He's clearly the best receiver on the team. And he's a guy where, you know, whether it's Isaiah Rutherford or Christian Roland Wallace, that's going to be a fun matchup to watch because he could probably play at a higher level than NAU. I'm confident in saying that. And basically Arizona's going to challenge him in press coverage and going to challenge NAU's quarterback to make that throw. The other wide receiver I would look out for is Brandon Porter. He played in all 12 games last season and registered 9 starts. Second team All Big Sky, set the program record for receptions in the season with 85, finished with 1,198 yards, which is second all-time in receiving yards in a single season. His 10 touchdowns place him tied for 6th all-time for single season. Those are the two guys. It's a fun matchup. Yeah, I know you consider level of play and all that, and I completely get it, but that shouldn't take away from the fact that both of these wide receivers are legitimately dangerous options. The quarterback situation is kind of questionable, and the fact that there's not a lot of weapons in the running game, it's kind of a one-dimensional offense. They're going to run like 60-65%. Sorry, they're going to pass like 60-65% of the time, and the running game they have just really isn't great. I would expect plenty of blitzing, try to make the quarterback's life miserable, and really not let the pass plays develop. NAU allowed 6 sacks in the first 2 games of the season, and so that was against teams that aren't as good as Arizona. I know. But, you know, South Dakota and Sam Houston State, decent teams for that level. But Arizona's a better football team and the more aggressive defense. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see Arizona obviously be aggressive defensively and then really try to make the quarterback's life miserable. Defensively for NAU, the guy you need to know is safety Morgan Vest. He's the best defender on the team. 22 tackles in 2 games. Missed the 2019 season due to injury. Started all 5 games at safety. In the spring, led the team with 53 tackles, 2 of them for loss. 5 pass breakups, 2 fumbles recovery, and interception. Was unanimous All Big Sky first team. Really, really good. Second in the team in tackles is another safety, Brandon Johnson, who really has the size of a corner. A linebacker, the guy to watch is Tristan Vance. He started 4 of the 5 games in the spring. He was 4th on the team, 26 tackles. In 2018, he ranked 2nd on the team with 73 tackles. And then another guy to watch out for is Carson Taylor. He's listed as a backup on the depth chart, but in reality, he's going to play plenty. He was a linebacker originally. Last season, started 5 games on the defensive line. Has played in 39 games during his career. And basically has played in nearly every game since the 2017 season and really gets after it. The reality is that NAU defensively is going to play a lot of zone coverage. They're going to try to trick Will Plummer into making mistakes. BYU like to mix it up a little bit with man and zone. Got Gunnar Cruz, if you remember, on that interception. And then, you know, even though he's not playing, that's the kind of stuff you're going to see. NAU will probably try to disguise some stuff, play zone, and then kind of come after Arizona on 3rd down, try to force Arizona into 3rd and long situations. Offensively, they're going to really try to spread Arizona out and force Arizona into one-on-one tackle situations, especially after what happened against San Diego State where, you know, Arizona just couldn't make the tackle, had 16 missed tackles. This game isn't one that we need to deeply analyze. Like, I'm going to analyze the Oregon game more Pac-12 games, etc. It really comes down, in my opinion, this is an Arizona versus Arizona game in the sense where Arizona is playing against itself more than anything. And that's not to necessarily disrespect NAU. What I'm saying is if Arizona plays a clean football game, and even if it plays like it did against San Diego State after those first 7 just disgusting minutes of play, it's going to win this game rather easily. The difference in experience and overall athletes and athleticism should be the difference in this game. Arizona is a better football team. It is rebuilding. It is not a good football team. No one's saying Arizona football is in a good spot right now. What I'm saying is NAU isn't in a great spot right now either, and there's a clear difference in talent. This isn't a Jacksonville State type of situation where Jacksonville State has actually had close games over the years. NAU really hasn't gone and played at that level and had close games. If this game is close, there are significant problems with the Arizona program that aren't fixable anytime soon. It should not be close. It should be the type of game where you let Will Plummer kind of get in the swing of things and maybe build some momentum. But Arizona should be able to win this game on the ground. It should be able to have the best game of the season from the offensive line. It should be able to run the ball with Michael Wiley and Drake Anderson. It should be able to go to the tight ends, which are going to be a mismatch nightmare for NAU. The biggest question on offense is Will Plummer, obviously. And Jed Fish mentioned in Thursday's press conference that Will Plummer's come a long way in kind of figuring out momentum and kind of getting into a rhythm and all that and figuring out what he needs to do. I think that they start early. They don't really get too complicated for Plummer. They let him develop a rhythm, and then they attack NAU that way. My guess is they want to establish the run first. Normally, you say that's what they want to do every game, but I think this game is especially important. Let Will Plummer calm down. You know, this isn't like San Diego State where you get down so early where everybody knows you're throwing the ball. They need to be in a situation where they could run what they want to run. They were in that situation with BYU a little bit, but they got down early and never were able to run their true game plan. Against San Diego State, after that first 7 minutes, couldn't run the real game plan. NAU, they should be able to run their entire game plan. If they get down early against NAU, it is a bad, bad sign. Defensively, I don't think we're going to see anything different. I think you're going to see a lot of blitzing, maybe less run blitzing, because NAU is not really going to run the ball. And the ideal hope is that when NAU runs, Arizona could straight up stop them. But the quarterback situation for NAU isn't great. So what you're going to see is probably they're going to try to make that quarterback's life miserable and really attack him. And so if they can do that and get him off balance, they should be fine. I don't expect major numbers. You know, at the end of the day, the biggest difference is that NAU doesn't necessarily use a true tight end, like a guy like San Diego State had with Bellinger, who was able to just kill Arizona. That mismatch isn't there, and I think Rutherford and Christian Roland Wallace are good enough to hold their own against NAU's wide receivers. So if you're looking for a prediction, I'd say probably, gosh, I don't want to underestimate NAU, but I don't want to overestimate Arizona. Let's go 42-17. Let's go 42-17, Arizona versus NAU. That's not bad. I know 42 seems like a lot the way the offensive played, but I don't think NAU is that good. The 17 may actually be too much for NAU, but let's, you know, assume it's a late touchdown. But I would be really surprised. I know I picked Arizona to beat San Diego State, which looking back on it seems stupid, but to my credit, it was a close game if you take away the first 7 minutes. Just ignore the first 7 minutes. For some people, they couldn't even see the first 7 minutes because they were still trying to get in the stadium. So we can all pretend the first seven minutes didn't happen. But that's another thing that'll be really curious is the attendance. Not just because Arizona lost to San Diego State, but because the experience was so dreadful that the AD has spent the last week apologizing to everyone for how bad the entrance was. My entrance wasn't bad. I just go up an elevator. But, you know, my wife was sending me pictures. She was outside the stadium pretty much right up until the national anthem, which, you know, when you have a special national anthem and flyover on September 11th, generally speaking, you want people to see that. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle the entrance and all that. But there's a lot of subplots in this game. Jordan McLeod is one. You know, Jed Fish said that he doesn't foresee a situation where they put McLeod in for just a package to see how he does. If Will Plummer plays poorly, he's not the guy either. Again, no offense to Will Plummer, but he shouldn't be playing poorly against NAU. But my goal is to actually have a different quarterback every other game. Like give Will Plummer 2 games. Give Jordan McLeod 2 games. Give my boy Luke Ashworth 2 games. Bring back Kevin Doyle, see what he can do for 2 games. You know, pick a fan out of the crowd, see what they can do for 2 games. That might be the situation where Arizona's quarterbacks are. And you want Will Plummer to come out this weekend and dominate, or at least have a good enough game where Jed Fish can watch the film after the game and say to himself, yep, this is the guy we're rolling with against Oregon. If that doesn't happen after NAU, it's going to be a very long season. It may be a long season anyway, but it is going to be a long season. Side note, Lance Briggs is doing the call on Pac-12 networks this week, so I'm curious to see what he says. He's an honest dude. I think it's his first play-by-play game ever, so I'll have to tape that and see how he does. But once again, I think Arizona wins comfortably. This has been the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I just sent my daughter to bed because it's 10 p.m. and I'm trying to win Father of the Year. But with that being said, Jason Shear, Wildcat Authority, Wildcat Scoop Podcast. We'll do another one on Sunday reviewing the game. Hopefully a win. Thank you once again for joining me.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.